What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Yes, let's go. Welcome back, my friends. Thank you so much for joining me today on Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I am your host, Christine McIver, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Today is a show that, I kind of talk about different aspects of this throughout all of my shows, but it was really pulling me in today to discuss this topic, and a topic that so many of us go, yeah, and we don't actually pay attention to. So today, I'm really going to pull you in to pay attention to this, because this is so, so important. So today's topic is stop lying to yourself about your business. Now, you can say, yeah, whatever, Christine, and you can like blow this off, but I bet you there's a part of you that really wants to hear what I'm really focusing on today and what I'm challenging you to. If you're not lying to yourself about your business, then listening to this won't really pull you. But if there are aspects that maybe you are, that if you would be really straightforward and honest with yourself might change things, I invite you to stick around. So before we dive in, I just want to let you know a little bit about myself. So I'm the CEO of Inspired Choices Network, ICN Publishing, ICN Summits, and a few more things. I'm a business optimization expert as well, and I really work with business owners to optimize their expertise. So what does that mean? I look at where you're at with your business. I look at the spaces and places where you're showing up, how you're showing up, and look at the gaps. There's so many opportunities out here. And as a solo business owner or someone who maybe has a team of less than 20, sometimes it's very challenging to see those gaps. One of the biggest things that when I first became a life coach, is one of the biggest reasons that life coaches were actually first chosen was because of the things that business owners didn't see. It was all about the gaps. So that's where I work, is I work with you as the business owner to find the gaps in your business and the gaps in where you are not seeing yourself. That brings me a lot of pleasure, because when we can really open up and see more, we can grow personally and our businesses can grow. So if you'd like to lean in a little bit more to your business and to growing yourself as a CEO, please connect with me, Christine, at christinemciver.com, or check out my website, christinemciver.com. So let's jump into today's show. Stop lying to yourself about your business. Now, that might be something hard for you to hear, that you are possibly lying to yourself about your business. But what if you are without even realizing that you are? This is what this is all about today. So let me read the show notes to you, and then we're going to dive right in. So there comes a point in business where the biggest thing standing in your way is no longer strategy, money, visibility, or even the market. It's the stories you keep telling yourself. In today's episode, I'm going to pull back the curtain on the excuses, the avoidance patterns, the inflated narratives, and the hidden fears that quietly sabotage our business growth. This is not about shame or blame at all. It's about radical business honesty, because the moment you stop lying to yourself about what's really happening in your business is the moment you regain your power to change it. I'm going to challenge entrepreneurs to confront where they're playing small, tolerating dysfunction, avoiding leadership, and pretending things are fine when they're not. So if you're ready to stop performing entrepreneurship and start operating like the CEO your business requires, this conversation will hit hard and move you forward fast. And, you know, that's really true. You've got to be willing to lean in, not to be a business owner, but to be the CEO. And last week's show that I did really talked about that. Last week was Leadership Beyond Motivation. And that show really talks to you about being the CEO. A lot of the shows that I've done in 2026 is really leaning in about being the CEO and why that's important and the difference that that makes for you as you show up in your own world as a CEO of your life, not just of your business, but including your business, how that changes things, how that changes how you respect yourself, how you appreciate yourself, and how you challenge yourself to go beyond what maybe your belief systems have you buying into, definitely beyond your sabotaging of yourself, definitely beyond the lies that you've bought into about who you are. We all have those lies. We all have those limitations in our head that keep challenging us and bringing us back into the less than. I'm going to challenge you that you're way more than what you've ever bought into. Every single person has this going on and I believe needs to grow beyond it, no matter what level you are at. Okay, so one of the biggest things you need to know is you already know what's not working. Ugh. Right? That one kind of bites because if you already know what's not working, now you've got to confront yourself and really with trying not to going into blame, trying not to go into shame is really looking at the truth. You already know what's not working. Most business owners don't actually lack awareness. What they lack is the willingness to face the truth. So deep down, you already know what's draining your business and what's costing you money, right? And where you're avoiding action. So here you are, Monday morning, you look at your list of the things that you're supposed to be doing, the things that you say, I'm going to do this, and then you go to the easy things. And then you get lost in the easy things and you're avoiding what you know needs to be done. How about when you're even going to make that list, you avoid putting down the thing that you need to be doing? We all have this. I have it for sure. There is something that is in my targets and I'm going to tell on myself. There's something that's in my targets and I keep saying, yeah, I'm going to do that. Yep. I'm going to do that. Yep. I'm going to do that. And suddenly, oh, look at the day. It's gone by and I haven't done that yet. Oh, look, the week's gone by and I haven't done that yet. I am going to hold myself accountable this week to step into that space. I'm going to hold myself accountable to put that on my list and make that a priority. Now, if you are a solopreneur, or you have, like I said, less than 20 people, that's part of your team, the list can be exhausting. That's the truth. It really, really is. What we have to do is we have to be willing to look at that list and know, okay, that's a nice to have done. That's busy work. This is the thing that's going to move the needle. And this is the thing that terrifies me. You've got to be willing to look at that. You've got to be willing to admit that to yourself and to your business coach. And if you don't have a business coach, you need to get one. 1,000%. I talk about this every single show. Yes, you can hire me. Yes, I'm good at what I do. And there's lots of other business coaches out there that are good at what they do as well. You avoiding having somebody hold you accountable to these things that I talk about every single week is actually the thing that's holding your business back. And you know it. You know, lots of people talk about what keeps you awake at night. I think these are the things that keep us awake at night. I think these are the things that niggle at us. I think we are so good at keeping busy, keeping busy, keeping busy, that we are using the keeping busy excuse to avoid the things that we know need to be done. You've got this. You seriously have got this. Every single solitary time that I have ever leaned into something like this with myself, I was able to move through it, able to move through it and beyond it. Was it painful? Was it exhausting? Did I want to throw up a fit? Yes, that's a normal human reaction. And what's your target? You got to get clear about what your target is. If your target is to be the CEO of your life and your business, and in addition to that, grow your business, bring your targets closer and closer to you, you've got to be willing to have this conversation with yourself and be honest with yourself. All right. So, so important. The longer that you pretend not to know, the longer you are delaying your growth. And your awareness is not the problem. You know, it's your avoidance of your awareness that's the problem, right? It's like, you know, if you're someone that wants to slim down, you want to let go of some excess weight, you know that having that snack in the middle of the night, nobody else knows about it, but you know about it. Or you know that not moving your body is not supporting your desire for that. You know not having more water. You know these things. There's nobody out here that is telling us anything new. It's about what we know, but are avoiding to acknowledge and take action on. So the number one thing is truly, you already know what's not working. And I'm going to challenge you to be honest with yourself. There might be 10 things that you know that are not working. What would your business look like if you could just take action on that one thing that you know? Just take action on that one thing. I remember when I hired my current business coach, I was in the middle of a class and I was real. This person was actually teaching the class. And there was something in me that got really angry. Like I was so angry. Now, what my human self wanted to do was leave, hang up. You know, it was an online class, hang up and just like go, I'm done with that person. But I knew there was something going on within me that was triggering me and therefore needed my attention. And against everything that was screaming inside of me, I reached out to this person. And I said, I think I need you to be my coach. I need to hire you. That was a year and a half ago. It was one of the strongest going against everything inside of me decisions that I made. And it was a financial investment. It's a financial investment every single month, but it has been a journey that has grown me and continues to grow me. It continues to have me show up and be the best that I can be and be willing to not avoid it. And that's the piece for me that is on a daily basis a challenge. And the very cool thing about this is because I'm willing to be super vulnerable with my coach, I can't avoid me anymore. Does that make sense? Like when something occurs, I actually start having a conversation with myself. I'm not crazy. I mean, I'm a little crazy, but I'm not crazy. I'm not like talking to myself as if I don't know what's going on. I'm having a conversation with myself and holding myself accountable. Like, look what you're doing. Look what you're saying, right? And being self-aware challenges us to do this. Being self-aware is actually the space where we grow. Your journey, your business, your life, it's all about you. And you're going to enjoy it way more when you get really honest with yourself and you have those big conversations that you know you need to have that you keep avoiding. Seriously, what would your life look like 6 months from now? What would your business look like 6 months from now if you made a commitment to yourself to avoid what you know is not working? That's my challenge to you. It's not an easy challenge to take, but I'm telling you, it's going to be one of the most powerful things that you do. When you take this challenge, you have your own back. You have your own back and you're committed to yourself in those quiet moments, in those dark moments when nobody else is around. Nobody else needs to know any of this. But the thing of it is that when you have these deep conversations with yourself, you start to show up for you in such a different way that whatever is going on outside of you, whatever experiences you have a solid base within yourself that you are going to be okay. And that is a powerful choice to make. You're no longer at the effect of anyone else's choices, anyone else's unkind words, anyone else's success. This is about you. And this, my friend, will move the needle for you in your life and in your business. And that's what CEOs do. They hold themselves accountable. And I hope you will. We are up to our first commercial break. We need to pay some bills. Please stick around. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We are on our home base, Inspired Choices Network. Thank you for being here. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, you are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. If you are enjoying this show, I have a favor to ask you. Would you go share it? Would you go give it a 5-star review? Wherever you're listening, one of the best places is through iTunes. When you do that, it shows the world that this is something of value. And we all know about algorithms. So this has the content be seen and shown to more people out here that are looking to grow their business and might be struggling. And I would be incredibly grateful if you did so. And if you are interested in learning more about working with me, how I work, what I can do to contribute to you and to your business, please send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com. We'll have a conversation and see if it's a fit. And if it's not, it's all good. I am most certainly not one of these people that will hound you. I do not chase business because I know business comes my way, the way I show up and the way that people need it for me to show up and what works for them. So let's get back into the show. So in the first segment, we were really talking about, so today's show, if you're just joining us, stop lying to yourself about your business. And the first one, that first point that we were really talking about was you already know what's not working. I won't go back over that, but that's an important part of doing your business and really showing up in your business so that it can grow even more. And this is where we often do lie to ourselves about our business, is avoiding what we already know. The next point I want to make is busy does not mean productive. All right. Stop lying to yourself about all you're busy. I'll tell you something, my friends. I have a book that I have every year. This is a notebook that I keep. And yeah, I write it down. I write lots of things down. You'll see all sorts of things in these pages. It down because of the neural connection to my brain. When I'm writing it down, it helps me to flush it out. It helps me to remember. It creates a pathway in my brain. That works. I do most of my stuff online, but my lists are written down, whether you write it down or not. These lists can go on forever. And I do need to go back through the pages and see what did I miss. And then I will transfer it to the next page and so on and so forth. I don't have a page for every day because oftentimes the list, the current list that I'm working on, takes several days for me to get through it. That's okay. But the fact of the matter is that I could keep myself so busy with so many things that I never really move the needle. Now, this is certainly something that happens when we are kind of new in our businesses, where our business is young, not necessarily new in doing business, where our business is young, where we're setting up a lot of things. And when I got to a point, and I've kind of hit this several times throughout my business, when I got to a point where there was so much that I was having to do on a daily basis, I couldn't elevate my business to the next level. That is when I needed to bring a new team member on. And this has happened a number of times throughout my business. I was able to do that with my business when, at the first level, I was able to bring someone on just a few hours a week. That started to let up some time for me to be able to go focus to grow my business. But each time I've kind of up leveled, when I would create something new, I could get lost again. Sorry, I have a hair on my face here. I could get lost in the creating of the system and maintaining the system. And then each and every time I had to go, okay, hold on a second here. If you are doing busy work and it's not really productive, it's not really moving the needle, that's when you need to look at bringing someone else in. And I'll tell you, the one of the best things to do, and this is more business sense than it is psychological sense, but one of the best things to do is if there are actions that are duplicatable, that can be created into a system, then, sorry, my producer is making me laugh right now. Stop doing that. I'm trying to concentrate. If you have systems, if your busy work is duplicatable, if it's something that you can write the steps down, that is definitely something that you can have a team member do. Now, if you're like me, you might have a problem letting go, right? If you're a control freak or a recovering control freak, you might have a problem letting it go. There's stuff under that that you need to look at. Being a control freak, well, maybe you don't have a lot of self-confidence. Maybe you have trouble having courageous conversations, right? When you see people doing things and they're doing them wrong, do you have a hard time having that courageous conversation with them? Maybe you have trust issues. Those are things that you need to be working on, whether you bring team members on or not. All right. So just what comes up in you when I talk about the idea of offloading some of this busy work, right? And if, pay attention to that. And if the idea of busy work and letting go of that busy work, if you get defensive in that, there's something going on underneath that. There's a trigger underneath that. It may be triggering how you value yourself, and it may lead back to past experiences where you weren't valued. And the only way that you got valued was by creating quantity of items as opposed to quality of items. That's tough. There's a book called What Got You Here Won't Get You There. It's a really cool book that I read years ago, and it talks about taking a team member and elevating them to manager, and how what they got value for, what they were acknowledged for, was basically productivity as opposed to directing people, as opposed to, you know, really looking at it from a managerial perspective, from a leadership perspective. And the skill set that we are often praised for is productivity, and not really invited into being leaders. You as the CEO in your own business, you've got to hold yourself accountable to be the leader in your business, right? So it's being overwhelmed is not business strategy. That's not business strategy. So we can all be overwhelmed in our business with lots of tasks, but that is absolutely not a business strategy. Many entrepreneurs use constant motion as proof that they are building success. That's not necessarily true, right? What is that saying in your bottom line, right? So filling your days with low value tasks often becomes a distraction from making bold decisions, from choosing to show up as a leader, as a CEO, that will really move your business forward, right? You've got to pay attention to this. And activity can become the perfect hiding place. Are you hiding? Are you hiding from being a leader under the list of tasks? You've got to look at that. So here's a really simple thing to do. Is start to lay out, be willing to lay out your tasks that you're doing. And as you're laying out your tasks, even just highlighting them in two different colors, green would be, is that duplicatable? Doesn't mean you have to give it to somebody today, but is it duplicatable? And maybe, you know, red or yellow would be, that has to be the CEO, has to do that, right? Way back when, years ago, I had a really bad experience with an accountant that actually, you know, I started to trust someone and I turned over my books and I ended up, things got so messed up, my friends, that I moved into major I don't trust. I actually ended up getting audited by the government and it was a absolute shit show. And a couple years after that, I met an incredible person who understood how business owners hold on tight and don't trust to give up their bookkeeping and their accounting. And it took me a long time to completely and totally release and trust that this person would take it. But I was spending so much time in busy work, I was not growing my business. It was costing me money. So how many of you are out here that really costing yourself money doing busy work when you're not trusting that someone else can be supporting you and moving you forward? You got to look at that. And as I said, I would start to make that list and look at how many items you can let go of that would support you to move more into that leadership role, right? We got to stop lying to ourselves, guys. This is how we're going to really move this forward. And your team reflects your leadership. If your team lacks accountability and clarity and ownership and consistency, you have to look at yourself with your leadership and the leadership structure that you've created. It's not easy learning to be a leader. It's not. But it's often something that we've defined or somebody has defined with us that's not true. Leaders will often blame employees while avoiding difficult conversations, having unclear expectations or weak systems in place. You know, I've had people work for me over the years that it was really uncomfortable to have some conversations. It was really uncomfortable to say, you know what, you're not a fit for the company. And I needed to, once I let that person go, I needed to step back and look at, okay, what's my part in this? What do I need to own in this so that I can grow and the business can continue to grow? You've got to look at this and you've got to look at your leadership because it always starts with the leaders. It always is. Businesses actually mirror the leadership. And so you've got to look at your leadership, look at the energy of your leadership, look at how you're holding yourself accountable. And is something happening repeatedly? That's another telltale sign that your leadership really needs that attention. Your company can only rise to the level of honesty that you're willing to embody and own in your own leadership tasks. That's very, very important. Another really important thing that we're lying to ourselves about is you're not undercharging because you're being nice. That is not why you're undercharging, my friends. You're undercharging because of something that's going on inside of you. Many entrepreneurs tell themselves they keep prices low because they care about people. That makes me want to gag. Sorry. In reality, fear of rejection, fear of judgment, or fear of losing clients is often underneath that. Underpricing can create resentment, exhaustion, unstable growth. And do you know how many businesses actually collapse because the owners are trying to be nice instead of being honest with themselves? A sustainable business requires honest pricing and confident leadership. It doesn't mean you're being arrogant. It means you're being confident. You need to look at these things and you need to learn how to value them correctly. And I'll tell you something. When I first started with my business, I was so undercharging, it wasn't even funny. I have had to really face this time and time again. I am in a place today where I feel very confident. When I have that pricing conversation with people, I don't avoid it. Oh my God, did I avoid it in the past? I would do everything to get them to like me or to see how amazing the things were that we were creating. And then I could feel myself like cringing when I would go to speak the price. Not today. Not today, because I value myself. I've had this conversation several times, and I continue to look at my feelings, my personal experiences, and maybe what's being triggered when I'm having that financial conversation. And I keep looking at it and I keep unpacking it, because it's only fair. When you are pricing your product correctly, you're going to attract those people to you that are going to see your value, be willing to pay that price, and they're going to show up in the client-owner relationship in a much more respectful way. They are going to appreciate what you're doing, and they are going to interact with you in such a beautiful, honoring way because you respect yourself. And that oftentimes is connected with your pricing. All right, we need to pay some more bills. So stick around, my friends. We'll talk to you on the other side of this break. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. We're talking about stop lying to yourself about your business. We absolutely know that we're lying to ourselves about our business when things are not going well. We are actually avoiding things. I talked about, you already know what's not working, how to have that courageous conversation with yourself, but about your productivity, about trying to keep yourself busy, about your leadership, about undercharging. We've gone into a lot of heavy, heavy areas that we could talk about one of those areas for an entire hour. And if you're working with a coach and any of these areas that I've talked about or I'm going to be talking about triggers you, definitely bring that up with your coach. And if you're someone that is looking for support, but you're not ready to get into hiring a coach as yet, I invite you to grab my book, CEO Without Apology. It's an easy read. It's direct conversations to you from me, just like this show. We've got 8 chapters in here. You can go through this one at a time, or you can go through it quite quickly, but it's going to challenge you. I've got lots of things in here to challenge you to lean in, to be the CEO of your life and your business. It's not just about your business, but that's the foundation of where I speak for sure. Plus, when you grab that book, I've got a bunch of free resources for you that will help you to grow and grow even more within yourself as the leader, as the CEO of your business. So I would love you to grab that. You can do that on any Amazon platform. Let's get to the next point. The next point is stop calling it perfectionism. Perfectionism is often procrastination wearing a more acceptable outfit. Oh my God, isn't that true? How many of you, and I know I've been there too, is like, it's not quite ready yet. It's not quite ready yet. It's not quite ready yet. And we're trying to get it perfect. If you're trying to get something perfect, you are procrastinating. The fact of the matter is, and let me ask you this, if somebody came up to you and said, I want to hire you, would you turn around and say, well, I'm not quite ready yet? Would you say, you know what, come back to me in 3 weeks, come back to me in 3 months. I should have everything perfect by then. Or would you actually lean in and say, okay, cool, well, what would you like to work on? Or what would you like to purchase, right? We are avoiding putting things out there because we're trying to get it perfect. But that's the lie that we're telling ourselves. What we're trying to do is we're procrastinating because something inside of us is not working. We might be in fear of something. We might be worried about what people are going to say about us. We might be worried that we're not good enough. Again, a lot of the actions or inactions that we are taking or not taking are based on what's going on within ourselves and our viewpoint about ourselves. The fact is that people are going to judge you. It doesn't matter. It friggin' doesn't matter. People are always, pardon me, going to be judging somebody else. This is not about anybody else. I love Gary Vee. If you guys know Gary Vee, I just love him because he just screams this from the mountaintops. Ignore those people. Ignore it. This is your life. This is your business. Show up for you. Don't give a rat's ass about what anybody else thinks or about what anybody else says. They shouldn't be taking up any space in your head. And if you're taking up space in their head, just giggle. Just giggle because they are avoiding growing themselves. It's time for you to stop avoiding. It's time for you to stop procrastinating and waiting until everything is flawless. That keeps your business invisible, that keeps you delaying showing up with your brilliance, that keeps you stuck in perfection mode, right? Imperfect implementation will grow your business faster. It will have you stop overthinking, and we can be endlessly overthinking, and it's going to move you forward, right? Progress actually creates momentum. If there is something that you have been avoiding and saying, it's not ready yet, I'm not ready yet, you're never going to see where you need to grow if you don't take those steps. You're never going to see where the gaps are. You aren't. You can be over here trying to perfect, but until you jump, until you take that step, until you move, you're not going to see where you still need to grow. You're not going to see what people absolutely would love. You're not going to see what's attracting people and what's not attracting people. You've got to shift out of that mindset and take that action today. What's one action that you could take that you know you have been holding back on? What's the one thing that you know, if I take action on this, it's like I can't, you know, it's like you can't close the gate again. Once you open the door, you're out there. What are you afraid of? What is that one thing that you've been avoiding doing? What if you didn't allow that lie that there's something isn't going to be right, that you're not going to be okay? What if you stopped that? What absolute amazingness can come through this? Again, this is not about showing up perfect. This is about taking action to be the leader in your own life. Stop lying to yourself that something needs to be perfect. Nothing needs to be perfect, and nothing is ever going to be perfect. You've got to move. Your business cannot, pardon me, outgrow your identity. It can't outgrow your identity. So if you still think and operate and decide like someone who's struggling to survive, your business will reflect that. I want you to think about that. Are you sitting in your business talking about, I can barely pay my bills, or I'm really struggling, or things are so tough, or there's not enough money in the world? If that is your mindset, I am telling you energetically, that's what's going out to the world. Who wants to hire someone with that energy? What is that energy doing? It's not attracting people to you. It is actually having you scramble. It's having you really, it's nearly like you're out here trying to get the crumbs, and you're not believing in yourself. You've got to start really paying attention to that so that you can scale. Scaling in your business, it's not, scaling doesn't mean you're taking your business to, you know, a million or a million and a half. Scaling means even 10%. Scaling requires a different identity, a different set of standards, and different decisions. Now, I have a show that I really love doing talking about identity. You've got to go listen to that one. I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact title, but it is powerful how we show up with our identity, not even with words, energetically how we show up with our identity. It was really interesting this week. I was part of a business group, and we broke out into groups, and we were talking about the challenges that we were having. And this one individual was talking about what this individual wanted to put out into the world and was looking for investors. And what was coming out of this individual's mouth repeatedly through, you know, his 10-minute window of talking repeatedly was all the tries that he made and all the failures that happened out of those tries. So he was coming forth with, this didn't work, this didn't work, this didn't work, this didn't work. And there was two of us listening, and both of us separately said, well, you're coming forward with a negative energy. And, you know, we tried to gently show this to this individual and really invite them into something very, very different. And what was fascinating to me was that this person, their history before they worked in this other industry for 20 years plus, was in the investment industry. I was so fascinated by that. So this person had marinated in the investment industry, and yet when they were coming forth with their own business, the energy that they were projecting was negative, negative, negative. And I just found that so absolutely fascinating. And it fits this example specifically. So what's the energy? What's the identity that you're showing up with, that your business now is layered with? And how is that really going to grow your business? We've got to seriously look at this and understand that while remaining emotionally attached to old versions of ourselves is comfortable, it's not moving us forward. The CEO mindset is not cosmetic, it's operational. And it's so, so important that you understand that this is about you and your mindset. And this is about what you're going to do in the world to change how you show up for you. That's going to be reflective in your business. You, my friend, have the ability to do this. And these are the things that I'm talking about that are going to grow your business. We've got to look at these things. It makes a world of difference, and you're going to have such a more beautiful, enjoyable experience with yourself and with your business when you stop lying to yourself, because you know you're lying to yourself. You know you are. You can't avoid that. And those are the uncomfortable. That's the uncomfortable moments that we live with. That's where the anxiety comes from. That's where the truth really challenges you within the quiet moments of your life. So I really do hope that you will take to heart what I'm sharing today. I understand it. I've been there. I'm sure I will have more moments in my future because I'm still growing. I'm still learning. And I hope that you embrace the fact that as you grow, more opportunities are going to come for you to grow, which are going to reflect back into your business as well. It's not what happens to us. It's what we choose to do with those experiences that changes everything. And I know that when we lean in and we choose to lean in, nothing but good things can come. Nothing but good things. As you grow you, you will grow your business. Will it be perfect? No. Will there be challenges? Hell yes. Will it feel like you're never going to get on the other side? Sometimes. But will you? Yes, you will. All right, we are up to our final break of the show. Thank you so much for being here. Again, send me an email, Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Shout out to me on any social media platforms, wherever you're listening to this. I would love to connect with you so we can grow you more into the CEO you are meant to be. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
What are you avoiding? What real decision are you avoiding? That if you would just be honest with yourself about that decision before you even take action, could start to relieve you of pressure, guilt, and shame. This is so important. We are, as leaders in our own businesses, we are avoiding real decisions again and again. And it often creates confusion in our business. And the refusal to make those decisions is a choice. The refusal to acknowledge this is also a choice, right? So many people will get started in their business and they will, you know, let's say there's 10 aspects and they'll do phenomenal in three, they'll do okay in maybe another three, and then they avoid the big ones. They avoid the big ones. Probably because, one, no one's ever shown them how to lean into those things. Number two, they've got personal things that they have not yet resolved within themselves that gives them the confidence to move into those areas. And when we're avoiding those real decisions, it really shows up and there's misalignment in the other areas of our life. So you already know the employees that need to go. You already know the people that are not a fit for your organization. You already know that there are some offers that need to evolve. You already know that there are some partnerships that are misaligned or systems that are broken, right? You know this, but you're avoiding or delaying decisions because you're worried about something, you're afraid of something. But these delayed decisions are actually creating really expensive consequences. When you are in your power as the CEO, you're going to decide faster. And because you trust yourself. So ask yourself that question. Do I trust myself? Period. And then say, when I am operating as the strong CEO of my business, do I trust myself? If you get a no or a maybe on either of those two, it's time to lean in. It's time to get support to look at this. Because these are the areas that are so uncomfortable that are costing you. You probably have great ideas. You probably are super committed to clientele. You're probably super committed to doing the work that's required in your business. You probably are amazing at so many things, but are afraid to lean in because you don't have the confidence, because you don't trust yourself. Imagine what your world would be like in your business if you trusted yourself. If you actually trusted that you have your own back as the CEO of your business, what a world change that would be for you and for the world around you and for your business and for your clients and for your team. It will be a game changer. Another thing that is costing so many business owners out here their growth is validation addiction. How many of you are out here doing something and you're constantly looking for approval from your clients, approval from colleagues, approval from people online? Like, we've got this, clickbait addiction that is absolutely insane. It is so insane. I could go on about it for days. I'm not going to because we've just got a few minutes left in today's episode, but I'm telling you, if you are addicted to the clicks, it's costing you money. It is absolutely costing you money. You're looking for validation, and your business leadership becomes weak and reactive when this is what you're looking for. When you're looking for validation, it's going to cost you. And entrepreneurs who are constantly seeking that external validation lose connection with their own authority. Your confidence needs to grow through your action, not through the permission from others that says it's good. You don't need permission from anybody else. If it makes you happy, if it lights you up and you're being honest with yourself, just do it. Just do it. There are going to be people that will see you, that will appreciate you, and that will start to change things in your business for you and your relationship with yourself. Radical honesty within yourself is going to create freedom. It's going to create financial freedom. It's going to reveal the leadership areas within yourself that you're excelling at. And it's also going to reveal the areas that need your love and attention. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself grace during all of these changes and all of these choices, but be honest with yourself. This is where you're going to expand. This is where you're going to grow. This is where your business is going to create the impact that's on your heart. But you, my friend, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to show up within your relationship with yourself and with your business in being radically honest. If you need to get organized, if you need to work on some personal emotional issues, some triggers, some ways of creating more courage within yourself, do it. That doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. It just is showing you where you get to grow. And you taking care of you is one of the primary things that is going to grow your business. Please take care of yourself. Please stop lying to yourself about what really needs to be done in your business and watch how things start to fundamentally change. Again, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email. Reach out to me on social media. Let's change this for you. Let's change what that will do for the people surrounding you in your family and in your business so that you can grow you and be happier. CEO that's radically honest with themselves, they're happier. They truly are. Until next time, my friends, remember, you can always make another choice. No choice can be a one and done. You can keep making another choice. Until next week, take good care, my friends. Thank you so much for being here. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.